adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim's desperate plan to rescue Lil and the Stacys from the bloodthirsty moon-worshipping natives has so far worked to perfection. Jungle Jim, hidden in the idol, strikes down the native high priest just at the moment he is offering Lil up as a sacrifice to the moon god. When old Nala attempts to take up the high priest's work, Kolu, hidden up in a tree, strikes her down with a well-aimed arrow before she can use the long sacrificial knife on Lil. All this is too much for the superstitious natives, who, thinking their moon god has struck down both the high priest and old Nala, the awe-stricken natives turn and rush off in panic into the jungle. When the natives have disappeared, Jim, losing no time rounding up his little band, prepares for a quick getaway before the natives recover their senses and return. But Jim's departure is delayed when Stacy's wife, a victim of the strange jungle fever, becomes unconscious.
She's out like a light, Jim. Fever's still very high, and her pulse and heartbeat are barely registering. I'm afraid she's in a very critical condition.
Isn't there anything we can do for her? Surely I'm not going to lose her now after saving her from those bloodthirsty fanatics. There must be something we can do.
Take hold of yourself, Stacy. Don't get panicky. Remember, we don't want to lose your wife either. We worked hard and risked our lives to save her.
We all over now, Tuan. Natives run through jungle. Back into hills. And work good, Tuan. Save everyone.
Everyone but Mrs. Stacy, Kolo. She's been the victim of some strange jungle fever. Almost destroyed her mind, and now she's unconscious. She's in bad shape.
Hey, Jim. Maybe Kolo knows what to do. Kolo, Mrs. Stacy's been bitten by a little black spider that old Nala had let down on a string while Mrs. Stacy was asleep.
That be what we call Kulika. Spider bite not make you die. Only be very sick. Bring bad fever. Very bad. Then make long sleep. Then you start get well again.
You mean when the poison reaches its full power in the victim's system, it produces a state of coma? Just like certain drugs?
That be right, Tuan.
Thank heaven she's going to be all right again. Perhaps with this fever, we'd better keep her well wrapped up.
Here, Mr. Lil, take Kolo coat. It'd be good. Keep her warm.
I'll take care of her now, Lil. Perhaps we'd better lift her off that damp ground.
Well, I hate to seem heartless about all this, but we can't delay any longer. We've got to get out of this part of the country as quickly as possible.
Yes, Tuan.
No telling when those natives are liable to regain their courage, rally again, come back, and recapture us all. Boy, that would mean instant death to every one of us.
You're right, Jim. The sooner we get started, the better, but how about Mrs. Stacy?
We'll just have to take turns carrying her. Stacy first, and then I'll relieve him, and Kolo can bring up the rear. Watch out for any natives that might follow us.
Be very good, Tuan. Which way we go now?
Well, we'll head due west. Make for those foothills that skirt the mountains on the side of the river. We'll work west and south until we hit the river. Then we can follow our old trail back to the first boat landing. Well, what do you say? Everybody ready?
All ready, Tuan.
How about it, Lil? You feel strong enough for a long hike?
What I lack physically, I'll make up mentally. All I need to spur me on is the thought of being recaptured by those howling moon worshippers. Let's go. I'll make it somehow.
Don't worry about me, Jim. I'll follow through with every ounce of strength that's in me to save Helen from another ordeal like this.
Right you are. Okay, Kolo. Bring those ropes along. They may come in very handy. All right. We're off for home. Let's hope our good luck holds out.
Realizing that there remains but a few hours until daylight, Jim leads his party as fast as their already badly shaken bodies and minds will permit. They clear the edge of the jungle and push up toward the foothills. It's a painful, torturous journey, and slows up the resolute little band. But the thought of the danger behind them gives them the necessary strength and determination to carry on. But in the meanwhile, some of the bravest of the natives, led by their old chief, return to the scene of the sacrificial ceremony and discover the holes in the idol.
There, my warriors! What I have spoken is true! The death of our holy one and the old woman was not by the hand of the Mighty One! We have been tricked! The altar and body of the Mighty One have been defiled by disbelievers!
Disbelievers! You are right, most wise and brave father. See upon the ground the marks of the white man's boots and the footprints of others.
We must avenge the death of the Holy One and the old woman. The white disbelievers and desecrators of the Mighty One must not escape us. They have left a trail that we must follow. I will lead you. Wait! Wait! We must call more warriors. We must be strong in numbers to spread out over the country and track down the killers of our people. Sound the drums! Down the drum!
Go, two of the swiftest runners to the village quickly, and return with the cursed guns of the white men. They shall be used to kill those who have defiled the altar of the Mighty One. Sound the signal drums again to rally the faithful.
See, brave father, the faithful are returning. Let us follow the trail now before the cursed white men get beyond our reach.
Come, my faithful ones. We follow the trail to avenge the death of our most holy one. Speed away to the capture.
Those drums have stopped altogether. We managed to get out of earshot of them.
Do you really think those natives did come back to the ceremonial grounds and discovered how you tricked them, Jim?
I wouldn't be at all surprised. If they have, they're going to be hopping mad and out for blood with a vengeance. That's why we've got to put plenty of distance between us.
Tuan. Trail here. Go long way down valley. Round face of big hill. Maybe it could save time if we go this way. Climb up.
I was thinking about that, Colo. The face of this hill is fairly smooth. With those ropes to help us, we can haul ourselves up. Cole, we'll do it. You go first. Climb away up and, until you find a ledge to work from. Lower the rope down and haul up Mrs. Stacy. I'll send Stacy up beside her to guard against any accident. Lil and I will try to make it together.
Be very good, Tuan. Cole, be up there, quick.
Stacy, you rest up. A climb up there won't be easy. We've got to take the chance. Going up the face of this hill is going to save us a few precious miles. And we need every yard of ground we can gain on those murderous savages.
I'm in pretty fair shape, Jim. I can make it all right.
How far do you think those natives are behind us, Jim?
Well, it was a good 2 hours or more from the time we got away and we first heard the drums in the distance. It must have taken them a little while to get organized, so the rate we've been traveling, I imagine we're still 2 or 3 miles ahead of them.
Going up the face of this hill might throw them off our trail. Because we won't leave any footprints to follow.
They'll naturally follow the trail around the hill, down into the valley. If they lose all trace of our footprints, they'll double back and start investigating where our trail ended. That will delay them quite a bit. My guess is they're not very proficient mountain climbers. These lowland people, as a rule, don't like hilly or mountainous country.
What was that?
Oh, that's Cole's signal. He's lowering the rope. Huh? Now, there it is. Grab the end, Lil. Give a little pull to let them know we've got it.
Okay.
Stacy, pull off your shirt. Roll it up like I'm doing.
All right.
Gotta make some pads to keep the ropes from cutting into your wife's body. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Jim, what's next?
Lil, pull on that rope a little more. Easy now. Okay. Now, Stacy, hold her a while I tie her up.
All right.
As she goes up slowly, you crawl up beside her.
Yeah?
But don't try to carry her. Or to hang on to that rope. Remember that. This Colo up there is pulling her dead weight up the side of the hill.
Very well, Jim. I'll be careful.
Now she's all set. Wait till I give Colo the signal to start pulling her up. 3 sharp tugs at the rope.
1, 2, 3.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Stacy. Work on this side of her. That's it. Up you go. Uh-huh. You're doing all right. Now then, Lil, except us. You ready?
All set, Jim. You want me to go first?
Yes. And don't be afraid to yell out if you get too tired. Good, Lil. We made it. Everything all right, Colo?
Yes, Tuan. Mrs. Stacy be better now, too. Maybe cold air make her feel good. She tried to talk a little bit.
Oh, that's swell. Well, it's daylight now. So we've got to watch our step. Keep well down and until we get off the top of the hill.
What has happened? Where am I? It's so cold. I'm so cold. Mr. Brill. Mr. Brill. Lil. Lil.
I'm right here, Helen. Everything's all right now.
But why did we leave the hut? It was nice and warm there. Where are we going?
You know what I promised you.
You would take me home. Home. Are we? Are we?
Yes, Helen. It's all over now. We're going home.
Huddled against the hillside in the shivering cold air of dawn, Jungle Jim and the hardy little band have succeeded desperately in lengthening the distance between themselves and the bloodthirsty avenging natives. But down in the valley, spurred on by their chief, the natives relentlessly follow the trail, and as the dawn breaks, their keen eyes peer across the hillsides for a sign of their quarry. Will Jungle Jim lead his friends to safety and freedom? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. And remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, Blondie, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.